The University Tower chimes, ringing another session of Ask the Professor, the show on which you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo, and let me introduce to you our panel for today. To my right, it's Professor Kendra Evans.
Hi there.
Hi. I was just saying that I thought that this last week would end up being in my top three of weirdest weeks that I've taught at this university.
It was weird. I'm not sure how many days I could reschedule an exam. I had so many reschedules, and the poor kids, like, I think they thought maybe the exam would never happen. And some people left today, and they were like, oh, man, that totally threw me off. And other people were like, those extra study days were so helpful. So I don't know how that adds up, but
I don't know either.
It's hard on students, all these canceled days, and they don't know when their exam is. So they think it's going to be canceled, ends up not, weirdly.
Courtesy of the polar vortex.
And the whims of the university president.
And the whims of who knows, Yes. Continuing around the table, I feel from looking at your nonverbals, Professor Jim Tubbs, that you might have an opinion.
Hello, Matthew. I was just wondering why we were closed one day along with everything else in Southeast Michigan. The next day, everything else in Southeast Michigan was closed down but us.
But us.
So I'm not real sure what the idea behind that was.
You and me both. You and me both.
But it's getting warmer now.
Yes, it is.
The polar vortex is pulling away.
That's right. 51 by Monday. And I guess that will be essentially an 80 to 90 degree swing from just the other day. And we can handle things like that. We're hardy organisms, us humans.
Wear layers. Peel them off.
Wear layers, yes.
I think my hands are still recovering. They really are quite red.
Yeah.
From what?
Just being dry.
The cold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Gloves?
There were no liquid water molecules outside for the last couple days. They were all solids.
I just put a wet towel on the radiator in my office to try to get a little less intense heat and a little more humidity in the office.
That's innovative, yes. I don't have a radiator, but that is a good idea. Maybe I can find my heater vent.
I have a powerful radiator you turn the knob just a tiny bit and it's blast furnace, or you turn it back that tiny bit and it's totally off.
We're joined today by a special guest panelist.
Special.
It's becoming less special and less guest-like the more he's on the show. It's Professor Stephen Manning from Political Science.
I'm not sure if that's a good thing or
it's
a bad thing.
It's a good thing.
Okay.
It's a good thing.
I had so much fun the first time. I took the invitation seriously and said yes without giving it a thought.
Excellent. We're very glad to have you here, Stephen. Continuing around the table, we're joined by Professor Jason Roach.
Hey, it's good to be back.
Glad, as always, to have you.
Thanks.
Sorry about the Steelers. Is it too late to say that?
It's not too late. It's never too late.
Never too late.
They're slowly dismantling, though.
I know.
Oh. It's going to be, I mean, I can't even say the word rebuild without laughing.
Just, as a Lions fan, how do you say that?
It says there are four franchises that have never been to a single Super Bowl: Detroit, Cleveland, Jacksonville, and Houston. Of course, Jacksonville and Houston are expansion franchises.
Exactly.
So we're going on 60 years here, I think, in 2020.
At least you're not the Cubs.
Yeah, could always be, that. I don't know. We'll see. Things will turn around for both the Steelers and the Lions.
Indeed.
I really hope so. Professor Dave Chow is here.
Pleasure to be here, as always.
Thanks for coming.
Not a problem.
We didn't give you your sitcom entrance, but
it's okay. If you want, I can leave and come back and try it again.
Dave!
I want to say hello to everybody from Diane Manica, who I saw in Arizona last weekend.
Excellent. How's she doing?
She's doing great.
Awesome.
It was in the low 70s while I was there. The last day she said, are you sure you're willing to go home?
It's only 114.
We're coming to the basement of Briggs where it's always nice and warm, right?
Oh my gosh, will there be 110 degrees difference?
Is that Kelvin?
Yeah. We can measure it in Kelvin. We can measure it in Rankine if you want. We've got all sorts of temperature scales.
Hey, besides, you guys saw the button I made for the Facebook page.
Yeah, make Briggs
that
cool.
That was really nice.
That was perfect.
It's appropriate.
Dave Kokel finally got what he wants.
Yes, he did.
I should have just taken some of the cold and kept it.
We just opened the windows up for a little while, then close them back up and never to open them again.
Folks, this is a program where you can send us questions regarding anything. If you stump the panel, you win an autographed photograph of the Ask the Professor panel and the ATP mug. And if you don't stump the panel, you can win a prize too, the autographed photograph. You can send the questions to us in a number of ways. You can email us at atp@udmercy.edu. You can reach us on the web at udmercy.edu/ATP or find us on Facebook. I also understand, as I'm continuing to do for 2019, that if you have a smart speaker, you can say, smart speaker, whatever the name of your speaker is. Play the latest episode of Ask the Professor, and it will just start like the wonderful automated world that we live in.
That is like so cool.
It is the
coolest thing. Too much automation.
Ever. Too much automation.
I want my dumb speaker.
What if your husband turns that off because he's afraid the government's listening?
That's also possible. Also possible.
What if the neighbors are listening too? Then our ratings go up.
Oh, possibly. That's good.
Possibly. Wait a minute. This is not like the FaceTime for group.
Oh, the FaceTime hack. Jeez. Oh my gosh.
A 14-year-old figures it out.
I love
Gotta
it.
Love it.
Folks, I've got questions from Charlie B. of Traverse City, Michigan. Jeez, 18 of 20 for passing. That's pretty incredible. Hello, professors. Let's see how well you do with my set of questions called The Last Four. I'm going to say something, and you have to tell me the last four of that thing. Supreme Court justices.
The last four?
The most four recent additions to the court? Is that what he said?
You know, that's not what it says. Now that I realize it, we're not starting off very strong here.
Why?
Because I don't actually understand the list. I'm going to give you the answer because maybe we can figure out what the question is. John Roberts, William Rehnquist, Warren Burger, Earl Warren.
Last four chief justices.
Chief justices. Oh, okay. All right.
I was going to say, where's Kavanaugh and all those others?
Exactly. So I'm writing next to it, the first one has been done for you.
Okay, thanks. That's the example given. Yeah.
Exactly. U.S. secretaries of state at the time that these were written. I love it. I love it.
Anticipating how many resignations?
Pompeo. Where are we now?
Pompeo.
Pompeo, go backwards.
Clinton. Oh, no.
Kerry.
John Kerry.
Yes, you're missing
Kerry.
One. You've hit them all except
who replaced
you're missing
Clinton?
One.
I forgot who replaced Clinton.
It was Clinton, then Kerry, then somebody, then Pompeo.
Oh, Tillerson.
Yes.
Yeah.
Tillerson.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
Mr. Exxon.
One year. Yeah.
Trump's first.
That was kind of a public breakup.
Just a little.
At yeah. least at the time these were written. Oh, that is just absolutely wonderful.
Poor Rex.
Yeah. As NPR said this morning, the president would be wise to not directly criticize his intelligent officers that were the ones that he chose to put into those positions. Oh, my. Okay, who are the last four prime ministers of Britain?
Oh.
Theresa May, David Cameron.
Look at this.
Political science.
Who was it? Gordon Brown.
Gordon Brown.
And then Tony Blair.
Tony Blair. Yeah. There
Tony
we go.
Blair.
Well played.
Many heads put together. Very, very well done. Of course, the political science prop gets the ball rolling.
Stuff, right?
You know, makes sense. I'm pretty sure that everybody at the table can handle the last four presidents of University of Detroit Mercy or University of Detroit.
Garibaldi,
Stockhausen, Maureen Fay.
Sister Maureen, and?
And Mitchell.
Bob Mitchell, yes. Father Bob Mitchell. Absolutely. Who are the last four winners of the Stanley Cup?
The Capitals, the Penguins, and somebody before the Penguins.
Tampa Bay. Wasn't it Tampa Bay?
No. You guys said the Caps, right?
Yeah, yes. Last year was the Caps.
Two times the Penguins, yep. And the last one is actually Chicago.
That's right, the Blackhawks.
Yeah. I was going to go L.A.,
but count 19, then I guess we're sort of
trying to sneak in a Canadian team for you, Dave.
Not a chance. We're not even sniffing the cup anymore.
Gotta say, I got for Christmas, and at the time didn't think much of it, the Russian Five book that Keith Gave wrote.
Wonderful book.
It is wonderful. It is inspiring. It's like Tom Clancy, how they smuggled the players out of Russia. It's awesome. Mm. You gotta read it.
I saw a snippet of that last year, but I've got to get the
It's a good book.
I got to see the movie now that I've read the book.
Is that going to be at the Freep Film Fest?
Possibly.
I hope
possibly.
So.
Mm. Yeah.
Speaking of which, have you seen the Murray Howe book about his dad?
I heard about it.
That is a wonderful book. It's a wonderful book.
Got to check it out. Who are the last four states that became a part of the United States?
Alaska.
Hawaii.
Let's see, Arizona.
Arizona.
Oh, wow. Nice work.
New Mexico.
Right next door, New Mexico.
Oh, yeah, good work.
Absolutely. I love how you guys are actually doing them in the right order, too. This is a logic to this. This is
there
great.
Is? Oh, yes, there is.
Yes.
That's accidental.
Yeah, that's sheer stupid luck.
In the immortal words of Homer Simpson thumbing through his atlas, hey, there's a New Mexico. Amendments to the U.S. Constitution.
Do we have to know what the numbers are?
Is that can I can just give go you
the numbers?
Numbers
start with the 27th was the last edition.
Yeah, 26, and then 26, 25th, 24th.
Yeah, yeah, there you go.
Partial credit.
That we know.
Partial credit.
Let's see.
What was lowering the voting age to 18?
Let's see. So that's the 26th. That's the second to last one. The 27th was delaying laws affecting congressional salary from taking effect until the next election.
Aww.
Yeah, because we
how
have a
that?
Problem with things like that.
Forgot
in this
all about
country.
That. Well, let's see.
How about the 25th?
25th is replacing the president temporarily.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that was after Kennedy, right?
After Kennedy's death. Okay. The assassination.
Vacancy in the office of the vice president.
Right.
Yes. And the 24th was
women's suffrage?
No.
Repealing the.
Not prohibition.
The prohibition?
No, it was more recent than that.
Nope. This is the most boring of all four.
The one that kept us from having another Roosevelt?
What?
The term limits for the president?
No. This is the one where
the temperature
not...
of the bathwater. I don't know. I mean,
all right, Taft. No, no. It says that it's the one that revokes voting rights due to non-payment of a tax.
Poll tax.
Poll tax.
Poll tax.
Okay.
Wow. Yes.
Got rid of the poll tax.
Did that give the years of those amendments?
You know, I don't have the years. All
that
I have
probably
is
would have been early 60s, getting rid of the poll tax, because they still had them when I was a child.
Was that a Jim Crow remnant?
Yes.
Or
I
Jim Tubbs remnant.
That would be a Jim Crow remnant for sure. It's just to be clear, because of the way I phrased it, it prohibits the revocation of voting rights, which is what an amendment should do. Who are the last four Best Picture Oscar winners as we get into Oscar season here?
The Moon one.
Man. The Moon, the Moon one is 2 years ago. Moonlight,
La La Land.
Right?
La La Land was one.
No, that was the one that was miscalled for the Moon.
That's right.
Last year was the first time ever for fantasy horror, depending on your perspective.
Shape of Water.
Shape of Water. Then Moonlight. Then another one with a light in its title, which was an awesome documentary.
Spotlight. That was a great one.
And Michael Keaton, I want to say.
Oh, Birdman.
Birdman. How many of these movies have I seen? I saw Spotlight.
Same here.
Fantastic movie.
Birdman.
I've seen zero of them.
I haven't seen a talkie.
They're really good, Dave.
That's what I hear.
They have 3D sound now.
What? They have color, too, I heard.
Starting with the quote-unquote current, who were the last four head coaches of the Detroit Football Lions?
Matt Patricia.
Patricia is the current.
Jim Caldwell.
Yep.
Another Jim.
I'm going after Patricia.
Jim Schwartz.
Jim Schwartz. Exactly. Gotta love that name. Marty Morningway?
Nope.
Wayne
Italian sounding name. The one who said his pickaxe was sharpened and his shovel was ready at every press conference.
Oh, Rod Marinelli.
Rod Marinelli. Oh my.
The defense. The pad levels are high or whatever. I can't even call.
Yeah,
he was just good for a ton of quotes. None of which were good, but.
Caldwell was pretty good for quotes, too. Yeah. Patricia hasn't really gotten his feet wet in that category.
Well, the only
yet,
one wasn't. The slouching reporter one was pretty good.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yelling at the reporter. That's right.
I found out which reporter it was, too.
Oh, really? Yeah. Dave is so connected. He's connected.
I'm a geek.
Let's start with almost exactly a year ago and give me the last four Super Bowl winners.
Philadelphia Eagles.
Correct.
Patriots.
The Broncos took
the
one
Broncos.
Of those, didn't they?
One of them was the Broncos.
I'm giving you full credit. It was Philly going backwards, Patriots, then Broncos, then Patriots. Yeah. So those are the last four.
Let's go Rams.
Last four last names for Michigan governors.
Whitmer.
Engler. Snyder.
Granholm.
Jennifer Granholm.
Granholm. There we go. And before Engler was Blanchard, if we can go that far back.
When was Milliken? I heard he was really good.
Before
70s?
70s, early 80s.
70s. Who?
Milliken.
Milliken.
Oh, yeah, Bill Milliken.
It was
he was a three-term.
Three-termer, yep.
He's
back
all
in the days.
Can you be a governor for three terms?
Well, now you can't.
When did they stop that?
Term limits started after Engler, I want to say.
Oh, okay. So it's been a long time. Okay, because I'd never heard of that.
Yes.
Yeah. That's right.
Term limits.
Because of Engler.
It was during Engler's reign that term limits for governor and for state house and state senate were imposed.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, R-A-I-N, right?
Yeah. Rain. Who are the last four Summer Olympic cities?
Summer. Sao Paulo, Brazil?
It wasn't South America. It was Rio.
Rio.
Before that?
China was in there.
Two times before that was Beijing. But in between Rio and Beijing was?
London.
Oh, yeah, London, of course.
And before that was an anniversary, a return, if you will.
To Athens.
That's right.
Not Athens, GA.
Mm-hmm. How about you take me through the last four popes' countries of birth, starting with
Argentina.
Poland.
Germany. And Italy.
Italy. Wow. Gosh, you guys are en fuego.
Well, it's not like the popes are like that universal. You know, they're kind of European, right?
But John Paul II was the first non-Italian in like 500 years.
That is true.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's not like they call from all over.
I was going to say, name me the last four popes' languages of conversation.
Latin, and Latin.
And maybe some Polish.
And no. And Pig Latin.
What were all of the last four James Bond movie titles star Daniel Craig? What were they?
Casino Royale.
Spectre.
Spectre.
And what was the last one? Then?
To have a small amount of peace is to ask for...
A quantum of solace.
Yes. Quantum all connected to each other. I think we're getting one more before Idris Elba takes over. That's what I hear. That would be fantastic.
No, actually, who's the other one? The gentleman that played Loki.
Oh, has also been Tom Hiddleston. Yes, really? Yeah. Very interesting. Okay. The last four countries in alphabetical order.
Zimbabwe.
That is correct.
Zambia.
Zambia is next. The next one starts with Y.
I thought you meant last four countries created.
Yemen. Oh my gosh, you're almost there.
Uruguay.
Nope. It starts with V.
Venezuela.
No. This is really entertaining.
Not Vatican City.
It's Vietnam. But you guys jumped on Venezuela.
I was going to go the Bucatan, but that isn't going to count.
No. The last four countries that start with V that are about to completely implode in on themselves, then in Venezuela, then we can do United States, and then we'll finish the rest of the list. 19. Let's see here. The Sound of Music, Von Trapp, Children, the last four.
Oh for the love of.
Really?
Friedrich Liesel,
Hans.
Gretel.
Liesel is not one of them. Hans is
Gretel
not one
is
of
one
them.
Of them.
Gretel is the last one. Right. Gretel.
Gretel's the little one.
Okay. Starts with M, version of Mary.
Marta.
Yes. All right. What's the...
Friedrich.
No, we already said Friedrich.
Oh.
What is the German version, Austrian German version of Bridget?
Brigitte.
And last but not least, famous author, last name Vonnegut.
Kurt.
Oh, that's right.
You got them all.
He was the younger blonde boy.
Yeah.
I was just thinking about that movie the other day.
All right. We're going to think about that during our break. And we are back. We got some great questions here from Charlie B. We only have one more, at least from this question set, of the last four. We just finished watching The Sound of Music. We did it twice.
All that popcorn. Oh.
What are the last four letters of the Greek alphabet?
Zeta.
Omega.
Omega is the last letter of the Greek alphabet. Zeta is not on the list.
Tau.
Is Upsilon in there?
Nope.
Theta.
Nope.
Alpha, beta. Oh, okay. We're going to have to go through it.
Not gamma.
I knew I should have pledged.
Epsilon, zeta, eta, theta, iota, kappa, lambda, mu, nu, xi, omicron, pi, rho, sigma.
I will do my best to
epsilon,
help you.
Phi, chi, psi, omega.
Yeah, you got it. That was
nice.
It.
Wow.
I
was
going to
draw
the
mouth, but I was like, whoa.
Excellent.
Very well done. That's incredible. That's awesome, Kendra. Yeah. Super, super cool. Also super cool, Charlie B. is on a roll, let me tell you. And we've got some fantastic questions.
But wait, there's more?
Oh, there's more from Charlie B. Random facts for 200, Alex.
He could win two prizes today then?
It's possible.
That's amazing.
He'll get a cup and coffee.
That's even cooler than the girl in Michigan that was writing quizzes for BuzzFeed and she quit. We should get her to send some to us.
That's right.
So really?
Oh, my gosh. By the way, throwing it just all out there, Charlie B, 21 of 24 to pass. Like, I'm going to use these standards in my classes and see how well that goes. Holy smokes. All right, here we go. Get ready, profs. What are the two main ingredients of a roux?
Butter and flour.
Butter and flour. You need some sort of fat, but you need some flour, too.
What
Let's
is it?
Let's do some cooking. What is a roux?
Well, you start to a sauce.
It's the base.
New Orleans okay. cooking. Yeah. So you butter and flour, and the longer you cook it, the deeper it gets in color.
The browner it gets.
The browner it gets, and then you start adding stuff. That's the base of a sauce. Many New Orleans like sauces.
Nice.
I've never heard of it.
French cooking.
Sounds good.
French.
How's Bayou? Let's go.
Yep. That's right. How's Bayou? Great restaurant. I can't imagine that all of you at the table would not know this after the heck that we went through this last week. But at what numerical temperature are Celsius and Fahrenheit the exact same?
14.
Mm-mm.
You just told me this.
45.
3 days ago, and I forgot already.
It's a great piece of trivia.
20.
Geez. 4/15 or 4/9 or 9/5 or something. I don't know. I'm trying
That's
to do
the formula. Yeah. 4/9 or 9/5.
Something
yeah,
like that. I can't remember.
I remember seeing the chart.
It was, we were either there or very close to it.
Minus 14.
It's minus 40 is
40.
What it is.
Oh,
yes.
Man.
40. Huh. Temperature of Celsius and Fahrenheit have the exact same value.
I just want to assure you, I was paying attention to the rest of our conversation. Although I forgot that. I blanked on that number. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
It's not
That's
that
all right. How long does a utility patent last in the United States?
A what?
Utility patent.
Patent?
Yes.
Oh, a utility patent.
75 years.
No, it's quite
years.
A bit less than that. It's not
wow.
10. It's higher
20.
Than 10. 20 is what it is. Kendra gets it.
Wow. Thanks,
Rasping
friends.
It out of the air.
Somebody shoots high, somebody shoots
20
low.
20 years for utility patent.
I've really not been doing well on that lately.
I wonder, is that different from a regular patent? Like, I don't know what's going on here. That's
I don't
just,
know.
I think
utility
a
versus...
Is seven.
Yeah, that's...
Is it only seven?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I feel like they stay expensive for so long.
It's because they keep inventing a new version. They change like one little thing about it, and then they repatent it.
Right.
Well, there are a lot of people that have to do all that work.
Right. What do you think about the seven dog groups that are judged in the Westminster Kennel Club dog show?
Hounds.
Groups.
Hounds.
What do I think about them?
Hounds are one.
Toys.
Working.
Toy. Working. Wow. 50%, 50%.
Some sort of speedy.
Fluffy.
Lap dogs.
What was it?
Lap dogs.
Is yappy one of the categories?
No, it is not.
Big.
Well, certain dogs are used to perform certain activities.
Hunting.
Retriever dogs.
So hunting is good because it's
okay,
sporting
yes,
is one of the other ones.
Yeah.
Sporting.
Okay.
And then there are dogs that don't do that.
Lazy.
Sedentary
Dead.
Dogs.
Dead.
How about non-sporting?
Lazy and obese.
I think I've had a lot of those.
Yeah, I think that we should just start describing ourselves as non-sporting. Oh, no,
so
you've
nailed toy, working, sporting, non-sporting, and hound. There are two more. There are several dogs underneath this very dog-like word that starts with the letter T that describes different breeds.
Boy.
Terrier.
Not toy, but terriers.
Terriers.
And last but not least, the dogs that really, really work to the point where they're actually thinking and doing most of the work for the human beings.
Rescue? No, no.
The guide dogs?
No.
Oh, the
shepherds.
Yeah, they're herding.
Herding.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh.
There you go.
They are doing
yeah,
well.
Yeah, they're
awesome.
Killing us too. Oh, yeah. Oh, that kind of herding. Oh, okay.
What percentage, what a great, like, good handy piece of trivia. What percentage of the population of the state of Michigan resides in the Upper Peninsula? What percentage?
1/10 of 1%.
It's bigger than that.
3%.
It's 3%.
Oh, wow.
Nice. It is 3%.
Awesome.
That was
wow.
some good math there.
I
That's
was gonna
awesome.
Go with 4, and I would have been way off compared to the accurate answer of 3.
So, about 10 million people live in the state of Michigan. So there's your numbers. About 300,000 people live in.
How many people vacation there in the summer, though?
Many, many.
The population might increase
yes,
in the summer.
That is definitely true. Let's see. What are the four nucleotides of DNA?
Adenine, guanine, cytosine, and thymine.
That is correct, 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 correct.
Wow.
Very well
wow.
done.
Ooh.
Very, very well
Do
done.
Do they teach that in religious studies?
No, they teach it in biochemistry.
What do you do in your spare time?
He doesn't have any spare time.
I just remember it from college, you know.
That's beautiful.
He just remembers
that's
things
beautiful.
Really well.
Jim just goes and buys
AGCT.
AGCT, that's right. And sometimes you.
In the RNA, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, in the RNA.
In the most holy book of armaments, chapter 2, verses 9 through 21, one would learn how to wield...
a battle axe?
No.
A battle sword.
You guys don't get the reference, huh?
I don't.
Let's pretend like the Bible has a book called the Book of Armaments.
Oh. A spear?
No.
A
serpent? This is a Monty Python thing?
It is a Monty Python reference.
Oh, sorry.
Yes.
I'm not with you.
A bunny rabbit.
No, there you will find the passage that instructs you how to use the holy hand grenade of Antioch.
Oh,
God. And it is the greatest scene in all of movie history because I believe that Brother Maynard reads, like, thou shalt pullest the pin and then count to three. Do not count to four. Five is right out. Oh, it's so wonderful. All right, let's see here. What do we got? What are the traditional ingredients in a mint julep? There are four.
Bourbon,
simple
sugar. Syrup.
Yeah, sugar water.
Mint.
Yeah, you got it.
That's mint, yeah.
Kendra said the water is powdered sugar, bourbon whiskey, of course, water, and mint leaves. So very well done. Excellent.
It would be true that this Kentuckian, me, myself, and I, did not actually sample a mint julep until... I resided in the state of Michigan.
That's all right, though. That's all right.
Yeah. You transplanted yourself first.
Yeah, that's all right.
I know.
We've got great mint in Michigan. What can I say?
Mint grows well here.
Oh, gosh, my backyard.
Yeah, evidently.
It's engulfed.
It's invasive.
It creeps smells everywhere. Wonderful. It ate the air conditioning compressor last summer.
What is the capital of the country of Liechtenstein?
Liechtenstein.
That's not what it says.
Lichtenberg.
I think you're thinking of Luxembourg, which capital is Luxembourg City.
Liechtenstein.
City starts with the capital V. I was sure Jim was going to get this because you've sailed Europe.
This is our second
I've
V
I've never
category.
Been to Liechtenstein. It's like this tiny little place. You know,
is it Venugopal?
What was that?
Venugopal?
It's a great guess. Vaduz is what it says.
Vaduz.
Vaduz.
Liechtenstein is just slightly bigger than Vatican City.
It's true.
It's
a
tiny place.
It's a grand duchy, the last that I heard.
That's a planet.
But they printed a lot of nice stamps.
True.
Collecting the stamps from Liechtenstein is a big deal.
The time has come for ATP favorites, where we go around the table and we have the professors name their most favorite of category. So I guess I'll start things out by saying, what was the last great book that you read? Because I've already mentioned The Russian Five by Keith Gave. Wonderful book. Everybody should pick it up. Published at the end of last year. Talking about the Detroit Red Wings. Who else at the table wants to chime in? Last book that you read.
Last book or last best book?
Last great last book, he said.
Great book.
Terror in the City of Champions. I would go with that.
I think Kirsten Hanna's The Nightingale would be the last great book I've read.
Okay. We heard Terror in the City of Champions, which was a really good book.
That was a very good one, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Stephen, you're...
I think I'd have to pick a book called Ohio Fiction. It's a sort of contemporary look at where we are as a country.
Oh, very cool. But fiction.
Fiction, yeah.
Excellent. I can't think of a better segue because the time has come for us to say goodbye. Professor Chow.
See ya.
Professor Roach.
Sayonara.
Professor Manning.
Bye.
Professor Tubbs.
Goodbye.
Professor Evans.
Bye.
And now these words.
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu. Tweet to us on Twitter @AskTheProfessor or using the hashtag AskTheProfessorUDM. Or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
Ask the Professor is transcribed at the facilities of the Briggs Building in the Department of Communication Studies in the College of Liberal Arts and Education at the University of Detroit Mercy's McNichols campus. Ask the Professor is produced and technically directed today by Michael Jason, and our executive producer is Dr. Vivian Dix. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Mile.